This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
Hold on to that.
Welcome back to the Shit Show 2.0.
Okay, Boomer.
Damn millennials. Wow.
Did not know that.
Even flirters who are obviously mentally ill.
You want to be my wife?
Oh, this is going to go downhill real quick.
What is going on? And welcome to Take on the World with the return of...
You know my name, bitch. I'm going to say it.
And Mike D. while you were absent for a few weeks, I had a fill-in host, an award-winning...
You got filled in.
...professional broadcaster of 30 years. Deb Doherty filled in for your spot.
That is awesome. Did she use this setup here?
Yes, she did.
Good.
So we did Catherine Knight, which I really wanted to do with you because she gave a new meaning to the word meat curtains. And what else did we do? We did Summy Bitch. What was the second topic we did?
Oh, God, I don't even know. I can't even stay awake right now. I'm fucking horrible.
We also did an unboxing, which has not posted yet, which should probably post this week as a short, of her deluxe edition podcast.
Did you finally
prize pack
like unboxings now?
No, I actually mentioned on that unboxing that I hated unboxings, but actually we had a good time doing it. So some of her prizes are behind me, along with my very special vodka bottle.
It's fully functioning too.
Yes, it's fully empty. The vodka didn't last long.
How was it?
It was a vodka that you want to mix drinks with. It's not a vodka you want to sip.
No, even though it's been sitting in that plastic thing for...
That's glass.
Oh, that's right. You did say that.
That thing is glass.
Wow.
I take it off and show it to you, but I have it screwed up there so it can't come off.
Oh, I'd probably drop it on the ground.
And then I'd smack you, and that's not good content, dude.
Don't hand me expensive stuff right now.
So, dude, what's been going on, man?
Well, what do you call those things? You smoked on the grill today?
Oh, dude.
Fucked me up.
I'll put a picture of them up. A bacon wrap cheese dog, cheese filled dog. With a mango habanero salsa.
Yeah, that was really good, man. Ugh. I mean, my head was bobbing back and forth about 5 minutes after I was done eating that.
Yes, it was delicious.
And I like the habanero wasn't too aggressive. I don't eat a lot of that.
Nope, that big bowl only had one habanero diced up pretty small in it. Yeah. I took the seeds out, so you don't get the seed heat. But yeah, that was delicious. And then I think our post podcast meal will be burgers and with portobello mushrooms. And
I might skip that one.
I might too. I'm full. I'm so full from the hot dog. Stuffed,
yeah. And then I had the goddamn ring bologna too.
I can make them and bring them in for lunch.
Yeah, whatever. You can do that. Doesn't matter. I thought it'd just be. Well, I almost called you too and asked you if you had anything. And I was like, fuck it. I'll surprise him. I'll come up early and I'll bring food.
You surprised the shit out of me by coming up early. Because I had another podcast scheduled for today at 12. However, the gentleman who was on his way up to meet me.
His car blew up.
His car blew up in Fogelsville. So he was still 45 minutes away waiting for AAA. I said, dude, you take care of your car. Don't worry about it. We'll get it in another time. And I was also having...
You're fired.
Matt from Real Drunks, from lives out in California. He was going to come in via StreamYard. And when that one airs, what we are doing is our top three in-ring professional wrestling injuries, not deaths.
There's too many of them.
Because there's too many deaths. And I will do that podcast at another time. But in-ring injuries. So you have that to look forward to.
Yeah, that should be a good one.
It is, because, well, the guest coming up is Chad. He wrestled as JC Wessler and Caveman Chad. And I know Matt is a huge wrestling fan from out in California. So I'm looking forward to sitting down and seeing what they come up with. And I'm going last, so I couldn't just make three. I had to make 10 of them. And one of them you will enjoy greatly.
All right. I'm looking forward to it.
So
does his penis fall off?
No, but close.
All right.
Hey. So maybe if that's done on a weekend that you're going to be here, we'll have you sit in.
I don't know. Well, you never know when I'm going to be here.
Well, you never know.
I'm so fucking terrible with everything. I don't know. Scheduling things and,
there's a lot going on.
You've dealt with me for the last 15 years.
I know. I love you anyway. Speaking of Real Drunks, Real Drunks is another podcast on the Den Network, Deluxe Edition Network.
I thought you were talking about me.
No.
Or us, I should say. I mean, us.
the Deluxe Edition Network is the network that we are on with 26 other podcasts.
100 podcasts.
No, it's just 26, and there are 26 good active podcasts.
Yeah.
So go to deluxeeditionnetwork.com, and you want to do two things while you're there. Number one, go to the podcast of the month. And for the month of April, it's HILF, History I'd Like to Fuck, and Barrel Age Flicks. They're both they're both podcasts that I love listening to. Barrel Age Flicks does movies, and it's like a group of guys, and sometimes the Barrel Age chicks are there. And they chime in, but it's great fun listening to them because, like I said, the last podcast, they're obviously great friends because they bust on each other the same way we do. So
yeah,
and History I Like to Fuck is Dawn Brody. She's a comedian, and she has a guest on. The guest brings a topic, and then she researches the topic and goes through the history of whatever the topic is, and I love it. I love the way she presents it. And I just love history. So
I'm a history buff.
History, yep. True crime, stuff like that.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll go down that hole of like trying to figure out how the pyramids and stuff were built.
Yeah.
And
they were poured in place.
Well, listen to this. This is pretty cool, which I really haven't heard a lot of this, but some people, armchair scholars,
we're barstool scholars.
Barstool scholars. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes toilet seat scholars.
Sometimes.
What the hell was that?
The automatic light went off.
No. I haven't been down here for so long.
You don't know the eeriness?
I don't remember the ways, man. Of course, I'm always up and down like every 5 minutes taking a leak so that light never goes off. So anyways, some people believe that there was... Before the time of the pyramids were built, the pyramids were built way before they say they are, and they were built by a different race of a different people who lived here. And some say they were giants.
They have found those giant skeletons.
And I'm like, yeah, and that kind of makes sense. Because they said, the work that is done during that era is some of it's like pretty amazing, but a lot of it's like shitty. It's like not up. Like they have this bowl that they tried to mimic the older bowl. So the older bowl was done way better, more smooth. And it has like these, I don't know, crystals in it. And then the one that is newer looks like it, but it's real jagged and they painted the stuff on there. which I thought that was kind of cool.
Well, tying into that, I was actually watching something the other day, and they were talking about, I think, Atlantis.
Yeah.
And they were dating Atlantis to back to when they thought it would had sunk, if it was real. And what they said was on the timeline, because in ancient Egyptian history, they measure time by pharaohs. So this pharaoh was the pharaoh from this date to this date. And then the next pharaoh was this date to this date.
Mm-hmm.
But what they said was there's some mistakes made there, because some of those pharaohs ruled at the same time. There were two, which is the first time I ever heard that.
Yeah.
And I might have misheard it on this program, because I was doing research for today, and I really didn't, wasn't paying 100% of attention to it. But they said that that actually shrinks the timeline, that when Atlantis disappeared, would have been like 5,000 BC rather than the time they thought it was, which changes where they look and blah, 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 blah.
I could totally believe something like that existed.
I don't know about all that. I just think it's interesting that there's so much we don't know about history, and that's why I love it.
Yeah.
And what, go back to Hilf, the way she goes through it, she makes it simple. She doesn't overcomplicate it like I do. She makes it simple, but she gives you all the information. I love it. So deluxeeditionnetwork.com, podcast of the month. That's the first thing you do. The second thing you do is you get on there and you find the link for the Denny's.
Get right on there, man.
And you click that. And then you block everything out except for Take on the World and vote for Take on the World for podcast of the year.
Every month.
You can vote every day until the 1st of May. That's my new slogan. Vote every day till the 1st of May.
Yeah, it even rhymes.
Yeah. So along with the podcast of the month, every podcast put up a question, a query, with some answers, and Take on the World put up, who is the most gruesome murderer in history? And it was hard to narrow down.
Yeah.
But we narrowed it down to Catherine Knight, which I'll link below. Go back and check that one out. You'll see why I found her worthy of that list. Vince Lee, who I want to do. We were going to do it today, but I did not finish the research.
Except Bruce Lee's brother.
Yes. Yeah. It's Vince and Bruce. Vince Lee, if you look it up a little bit and get a little precursor to what we're doing, it was disgusting what he did. He walks free today. He murdered, decapitated, and cannibalized someone, and he walks free today.
Yeah.
If he's still alive, that's the last information I got. And then we had Jack the Ripper. And who was my last one on there? Oh, Little Dicky.
Little Dicky, yeah.
Richard Ramirez. So,
piece of crap.
You know, you choose which one you think is the most gruesome. I think a lot of people are going to pick Jack the Ripper just because it's the most known.
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted to go through and do these podcasts or the other ones on the list.
I think for the age of it, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just that shit really wasn't happening back then.
No.
And... yeah, they still don't know who the hell he was.
So that's the Deluxe Edition Network, the Denny's. It's the Denny Awards. We want the title belt to hang right here. If you want to see that too, make sure you vote for us every day till the 1st of May.
Got that?
Okay, so that cleans up that housekeeping. Now, also, in your absence, we gained some sponsors.
Yeah.
And this podcast is sponsored by Caldera Labs. So you want to go check out, I'm going to get into it later, but I'm going to run the commercial, but it's a skincare product for men. I use it, and John can verify, if I didn't like something, I tell you I don't like it.
Yeah. No pull no punches, Mike.
So we'll get into that later. So that's the housekeeping. Housekeeping's out of the way.
No, you forgot the other one.
What's the other one? Well, that's for the next podcast.
Oh, okay.
Want a podcast, dude. I don't want to run 2 1-minute commercials.
All right, you're gonna yell at me.
Okay. And if you'll notice, there was some changes to our shelf. Some of the lower rated beers.
What, you know,
the cans are gone. Although I did save Ninja Dust.
Ugh.
And I did save Commit to and Commander.
I'm surprised you saved Gulp Fiction. That was terrible too.
I like the can.
Yeah, the can's cool.
The can's cool as shit. But some of the
terrible.
Some of the other ones and the Yinglings are gone. To make space for our Christmas Story lamp. The AK
47. Which, by the way, that's a head knocker. Which is a door knocker, right? Is that what that means?
A bobblehead.
Oh.
Our picture of ODB. Some stickers. My jaw socks that I stole from my wife's prize pack from Deluxe Edition. The Star Wars Pez dispensers, which will never be opened. Oh, yeah. You missed that, dude. That Macallan.
Oh, yeah.
12-year-old. How barrel-aged. That was good.
Well, it's just making up for all that booze that I didn't bring back from you for Colorado. Well, I brought them back. They just didn't get to you.
But what we did do is we saved. I almost took a sip of it before we had a chance to do our actual beer review on it. This is the take on the world. I'm calling it Cherry Bells. It's a Belgian strong ale, which I brewed myself. Now,
strong's like transgender man.
I will tell you, this was supposed to be about 9%, and it is about 5%. I made a mistake while brewing again.
So you mistake, Mike.
So now I have tasted this because I couldn't wait for it. Tell me what you smell when you smell it.
I smell your mistakes.
No, you don't smell mistakes. You'll taste it, though.
But, well, I don't really. It smells like a beer.
Okay. So this was in a bright tank on sour cherries and cherry juice.
Can I try it?
Go ahead.
No, I'm just kidding. No, that's good.
No, the problem is I didn't get all the fermentable sugars.
It's very sweet.
Yeah, it's very sweet. So that's
which the problem. I don't mind that.
No, it's a good beer. It's just not the beer that I wanted to make.
This would probably be like a dessert beer.
Yeah, absolutely.
In that realm.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Or something you eat with or drink with a heavy steak.
Or just something like you just don't give a fuck and you want to.
I bet this would make a great reduction for sauce.
Yeah.
So the carbonation is pretty good, as we saw when you got yours out of the tap and spilled all over the floor.
Yeah, I did that. I can still see it from here. It looks like somebody pissed all over the floor.
Yeah, it does. It happens. It's not a big deal.
Well, let me chime in and change the subject here.
I want to see what you think. I want your total review of this beer.
I like it.
What do you taste?
Okay. We're going that route. Okay.
We're doing a regular beer review on it.
Okay. Oh, it sticks them in my ass. Like an enema. The full flavor. What was that? It was a head shake.
I like it.
I thought it was a disappointment head shake.
No, it's a disappointment because it's not the beer that I wanted to make.
The flavor is great. It's not very carbonated, which I don't mind because that carbonation really fills you up.
I think that's more the style, the strong ale style.
Now, had that been 9%?
It wouldn't be as sweet, and it would be 9%.
Yeah. I like the heavy hitters, obviously. No, it's very good. Are you going to keep this in the...
I have the recipe saved. I want to make it again, but I want to do it. Here's what happened.
How much did you make?
5 gallons.
How much do you have left?
About 3 gallons.
None.
I'm going to tell you what mistake I made. So I'm brewing with a new system, and it's only like the third time I use this system.
Yeah, I saw your little thing over there, your wort.
Yeah, wort chiller.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
How'd
you bend it?
By hand.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't wrap it around anything?
No.
Jesus Christ. That could look like it came out of a factory.
I know.
Anyways.
So the new system, the one temperature gauge is off.
Oh, that'll fuck you up.
So when I put my strike water into my mash, it was too warm. So what it does is some of those fermentable sugars that you get out of your mash, out of your grain, become unfermentable, and they just stay sweet. So when I put it in the fermenter, I'll tell you what, the first two days, that fermenter was popping like freaking crazy. Like, I've only ever seen one other beer that I made that was popping like that, because there were so many sugars in this.
Yeah.
And
after
day four, it died. It stopped. My fermentation stalled. So
is that what makes it so flat?
No. It's flat because I know the carbonation turned way up.
Okay. Well, I don't know what the fuck I did. That thing looked like
it's not really flat. It's still got carbonation in it.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's like so I ran into a guy, he was drinking that death water.
Yeah.
You ever see that?
Yes.
And now I was like,
Nathan loves it.
I've had it before. Now the black can is like half carbonated. And he's like, I like it not like half carbonated because you can slam it. And he's like this real fucking fitness guy and like ultra fit. And he's like, I won't drink anything other than that water. He's like, I hate regular water. I'm like, God, it's so expensive. You know, it's like $15 for a case of 9, I think, or 10 or something. Yeah, it's, but then a lot of people will drink it because it has the aluminum cans. It doesn't have the BPA that the plastic has. And
I guess if you were buying plastic singles of water at Rutter's or Sheets or Wawa, you'd be paying $2.60.
Yeah, well, the water I like, it's a big, it's probably like that tall. I don't know how much it is, but it's Fiji. That cocksucker's almost $4.
Oh, Fiji. The little ones are $4, I thought.
I don't know, maybe.
Nathan likes Fiji water.
Yeah. And it's good water. You can definitely tell the difference. At least I can. And but I mean, you'd go fucking broke if you were buying cases of Fiji.
Well, the case would be cheaper, but not too much.
I just say you figured out whatever. I'll just ingest the BPAs and die when I die.
Well, it happens,
you know, like everyone else.
So
I can drink about another. I can drink a six pack of this.
Yeah, and I think the thing is even if it was 9%, it would sneak up on you because there's still going to be that cherry sweetness in it.
Yeah, it does taste like a dark beer with a hit of cherry.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's supposed to be a Belgian strong ale. It's more of a Belgian sweet ale.
Now, the Belgium has that banana profile.
No, not all Belgians.
Okay. I'm up in the air about that banana profile.
The wheat beers have that banana profile.
So like Golden Monkey has a very like, almost like I don't like it, but it's strong enough that I'll drink it anyways.
That's because the Golden Monkey is made with a wheat and the grain profile.
So, yeah, it's definitely fun once you
see. I like wits. I like wheats. I like blondes.
You get trashed on something you made in your basement.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole brewery over there.
Telling you, man, when shit hits the fan and we're all living in the dark ages, this would be a nice bartering tool.
Yeah, if you get the ingredients.
You just start stocking up on them.
The thing with the hops and the yeast, you got to keep them cold. So if the shit hits the fan, you're going to.
Don't they make a yeast that you can keep, like a cake yeast?
You could buy it in blocks.
You can start using your own yeast.
You can propagate your own yeast. I've never done it, but
well, remember that what the hell beer company was it? And the lady, it's kind of gross, but like, it's like, okay. But she got the lock off of that old Civil War general's.
Yes. Yeah. You told me that. Yeah.
Foot locker. And she took 13 swabs of, I don't know, his fucking boot or whatever. The inside of the lock, I think, is what they said.
And she propagated her own yeast.
She was able to get a yeast profile off of it and culture that yeast and make a beer from this like 200-year-old foot locker.
So now, like, if you make a lambic is an open fermentation. You don't add yeast to that. It's wild yeast. So whatever's floating in the air.
Oh, when you just like just let it start going off,
and it ferments. Now, lambics.
I got this from the inside of my toilet.
The controlled lambics, I think, like Lineman's, because they have to be consistent because it's a mass production company. I think they don't use a wild yeast. They use whatever strain of yeast that they made for that beer. However, and I don't know that for sure, but I'm just, when I went up to Allagash and they had a lambic there, and I'm like, oh, I fucking love lambic. I'm going to buy that. Mm-hmm. So I paid that $20-some for that little bottle and I popped it open, took one sip and had to dump it out because it was disgusting.
Oh, that sucks.
It tasted like dirty socks because they're using wild yeast. They never know what the flavor profile is going to be.
Yeah.
And it just,
that's a hitter, man. Now, did they tell you that before you bought it?
Yes, they did. They said some people think it tastes like gym socks. Some people love the taste of it. I got sewer water filtered through dirty underwear, through dirty gym socks.
Fucking fabulous, bitch.
I love this shit. Now, it wasn't, Allagash makes great beers. Their Allagash White is one of my favorites.
What?
And that was absolutely the, now all breweries are clean because they have to be. That was actually the cleanest, most organized brewery tour that I was ever on. And I've been through fucking breweries everywhere.
Yeah. You know, I just want, what's next in the beer?
What's the next big thing?
World.
Here's what it is. Powdered beer.
So what, you just put water in it and mix it yourself?
Easier to ship.
I know they make powdered alcohol, don't they?
I've seen it. I've seen people in inhale alcohol, like vape it.
Ugh.
But
will you get drunk from that?
Some company someplace is in the process of making powdered beer.
Huh.
And they're just a couple years from market.
Okay. Wow.
So I guess you just add carbonated water and.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Or no. I don't know if it was an April Fool's joke or something. Someone said they were making like an Alka-Seltzer tablet that you throw in.
Oh, that'd be.
Now, I don't know if that was a joke, but I did legitimately see a company making powdered beer.
Yeah, you just gotta put a little water in it and then cook it in a spoon and shoot it up your arm.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Some people call it heroin. I don't use that term, so I just call it beer.
Come on, man, back off and take on the world. Cherry blossom.
Cherry blossom heroin. I mean beer. Don't mind all the poppy seed plants.
I want to run this by you.
Okay.
Because the little change of subject is what I was trying to say earlier. But
I'm sorry.
I've been holding on to this. No, it's fine. But I've been holding on to this because I thought it was just one of the most fascinating things I've heard in the longest time. And it was Elon Musk. He's on some podcast.
I saw it.
And it was like he what the hell did the guy ask him? And he says, what? He was just like contemplating. He's like, what if there's like other planets out there that are just dead planets? And it showed like a picture of like this like really modern city, but it was dead. And he's like, and they found, you know, they never found another planet to go live on. You know, kind of how like we're trying to do.
Right.
So I was just envisioning like Could you imagine that if we were able to explore and we found a dead planet and you're trying to decipher like their hieroglyphics and their writing and their math and like everything that they did? Like, how fucking awesome would that be? Just like,
well, you know what they'd call that?
No.
Star Trek.
Yeah, I guess. I didn't really get that big into Star Trek.
See, I did. I was a Star Trek, Star Wars fan. I liked them all.
I liked the, probably said this a billion times, but the Next Generation was, now I only watch that because my stepdad would watch it. I'm not even really sure I remember like a whole lot from it.
Well, Nathan really got hooked on Next Generation.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it at first because, you know me, I'm a purist. Yeah. I was a fan of the original Star Trek.
Yeah.
And when Next Generation came out, I'm like, fuck this ripoff. I'm watching this fucking ripoff bullshit. And then I started watching it and I loved it. Like almost as much as the original. Now, Nathan watches the original with me. He gets bored.
Yeah.
I enjoy it because I know all those characters, blah, blah, blah. And then Deep Space Nine came out. I said, fuck this bullshit. I'm not watching that.
See, I was kind of like that towards Deep Space Nine.
And then
I really didn't watch it.
And then, well, then when Next Generation had gone through its cycle on TNT or whatever the hell it was on, Deep Space Nine was on and they were running that in reruns. And I started watching that with Nathan and we both kind of liked that.
Fucking Next Generation was had like, isn't it like 10 years?
It was a bunch.
A long series.
So now they have the Picard series, which is on a streaming service, so I don't watch it. They have the Discovery series. They had Star Trek Voyager, which I liked. And that was...
I should go back and start watching those again.
Was that Catherine Janeway was the captain? And then they had one that the captain was Scott Bakula.
Okay.
And that wasn't on too long, but I liked them.
It's a fun concept.
It's a space soap opera.
Yeah. And it's kind of ringing true now more than ever. Like, if you think about it, what if life hadn't passed since... like the last catastrophe we had,
right?
Like the flood or whatever. Alleged. So say that really happened, which I kind of think there's enough evidence to say that it did.
I believe. Yes.
And so say like we didn't survive after that. We would just be a dead planet, like ruins. If somebody would visit here and they're like, what the hell is that? What are all these fucking.
Was someone living here?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think any of the shit from our country would be, but like you'd think like the pyramids and all that stuff would still be there.
I think, yeah, some of the stone structures would last longer than the metal ones.
Fucking Trump Towers is still
shining. You're good, baby. This is going to last because it's the best tower that it was ever built. Some say the best in the world.
Okay.
Oh. So yeah, that's and Battlestar Galactica was another show. Like I loved all the space shows, Buck Rogers. I like Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, see, you know way more than I do. I'm kind of like that guy.
Older than you, dude.
Yeah, I know, but I'm kind of like that guy, and I feel this way about a lot of shit. But I'll like football, cars. I'm like that guy that was like, that's an engine, all right. Like, I get the concept, but I'm like, I get really uncomfortable when people start talking like cars and football because I'm like, I know enough to be stupid.
Well, I don't talk football anymore.
That's right. Which, by the way, were you in it? Would you watch XFL?
I did.
I was watching that the other day. It was pretty cool.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it because there's not the drama the NFL's throwing at us.
Yeah.
I don't care what the political statement is. I don't want to see it when I'm trying to relax watching a football game.
Yeah.
Because, like, I love football. Like, I love the game. And I could at one point, I could watch almost any two teams play football. And I haven't really watched it for 4 years, 5 years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So XFL came back, and I was glad because I could watch a little bit of football. Now, like, I've always watched hockey, but I've watched more hockey in the last 4 years than I have in most of my life, and I'm at the point where I could watch any two hockey teams play and enjoy the game. Unless it's the Washington Capitals because they suck.
I'm a Toronto Maple Leafs.
You like the Toronto Maple Leafs?
Yeah. We got it, man. It's like,
why?
It's like number one. Number one, baby.
Why?
I don't know.
Where'd that come from?
I gotta support my Canadian friends.
Okay.
And that's what they like, so that's what I'm gonna like.
So I know you don't follow hockey like I do, but the Boston Bruins. I'm not a huge Boston Bruins fan. I don't like Brad Marchand. He's a brute, but he hits like a motherfucker, which I can appreciate. And he could take a hit like a motherfucker, which I can appreciate. But they've done so well this year. If they don't win the Stanley Cup, it will be a travesty. Because, like, now the playoffs are always a different season than a regular season, but they have played so well, they deserve to win. As long as they continue to play that way, they deserve to win.
I got a funny story about the Stanley Cup. So I was down visiting my buddy who I'm talking about. He's from Canada. So is his wife. And they were watching the Leafs game. They had to like stream some kind of Canadian service because I guess ESPN with that is like super weird.
Oh, I tell you. Oh, go ahead. I'm going to talk about ESPN because they have fucked up the NFL.
Yeah, well, yeah, she was telling me. I was like, well, how do I do this? And then she knows computers and stuff, and she's like, oh, you got to change your this. And I'm like, okay, that's not happening. I'm too stupid to do that. But so I said, we used to visit Canada with the ex and everything. And her dad was like, yeah, we went to this boat store. You'd always have to go to the boat store to like pick up a motor or something to fix his boat. Something's always breaking on it. And it's like this like junkyard for boats. And the guy had everything kind of like Foster's in town. Like you had it. If you need it, they had it.
Right.
Didn't matter what year it was from. He'd come back with a dusty part. Is this what you need? Oh my God. I can't believe you have one of those. And so I guess he told my ex-father-in-law that I guess he looked in the case and was like, hey, what's that thing? And he's like, that's a Stanley Cup or something like that. And he's like, no kidding. And there's this long story about how he got the Stanley Cup and it's just sitting there. And I don't know, my ass.
It's a replica. Elbow. It's not the Stanley Cup.
Well, I told them, and my buddy's wife's like, no. She's like, I don't think so. She's like, there's only one Stanley Cup and it's huge.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no, the way he explained the story was like in the case and it was like this big. And she's like, yeah. She's like, I'm like, you know what? Now that I think about it, I'm like, that Stanley Cup, it would be like, I don't know what it's made out of. Silver?
I think it's silver or something. But do you realize any team that wins the Stanley Cup, every player, their name from that team is on the cup?
And I was like, just now that I think about it, it's just one of those stupid stories that I fucking believed because I was so stupid and naive, you know? And I'm so like,
they put all the players' names on it. And then when it gets full, they take the top ring off, they put a new ring on the bottom, and then that keeps going up. So it could take 30 years for someone's name to come off the cup once it goes on.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I'm like, yeah, I'm like, that's something of value. It's not. And I think she says it's actually like locked away somewhere.
Oh, yeah. They carry it on
the boat store in Canada.
They carry it onto the ice with gloves. And
oh, my God.
There's a guy that brings it to like at the Stanley Cup Finals. If one team is on the verge of elimination, they'll bring the cup to the building. They keep it under armed guard. And there's this guy with these fucking white gloves that stands there and fucking shines the cup while they're playing a game. And then these players, because not many people have touched the cup. So when they're celebrating after the win, so it'll be they choose which team member gets to hold it first. Usually the captain or whoever the MVP is or whatever. They choose. I don't know how they choose. I don't know what their process is. Each team might be different. So he goes up and he gets to take two or three laps around the ice holding the cup. And then he chooses who to pass it off to. And I'm sure it's they pre-do the order, but then every player on the team gets to do that. And then during the off season, the players on the winning team get to take the cup someplace. Like I think Sid Crosby took it to a children's hospital.
Oh, that's cool.
But I guess I don't know what team it was, but they were drinking out of it on a boat and they dented it.
Oh my God. I was going to say, I'd be that guy that like dropped it on the ice and put a big dent in it.
Yeah. Yeah. The Stanley Cup is, I mean, it's like the Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah.
Except the Lombardi Trophy doesn't have everybody's names on it. Like the Stanley Cup is so personalized to that team. It's an honor to get your name on it.
Fuck yeah.
And my team has had their name on it 5 times.
My team is number one.
Yeah, number one. How many times they won the Stanley Cup?
I think it was like
it's a bunch.
23 or yeah. Something like that. And then the next team below that was the Canucks, Montreal. They're like 15 or 17. And then Detroit, I think, is.
Detroit had like, and Chicago did a run one.
Yeah.
Like me and Nathan were talking about AI in video games. I talked about playing the NHL hockey game. And I never, like, I'm a Penguins fan. I'm a Flyers fan.
Yeah.
But I never played as the Penguins or Flyers because at that time, both of them weren't doing very well. But I'd play as the Detroit Red Wings or the Chicago Blackhawks because those two teams were outstanding. All right, we're going to take a break. Commercial break. We'll be right back. This episode is sponsored by CalderaLab.com. These guys do men's skincare products. Now, you might think I'm just this beautiful naturally. And, you know, it takes a little work sometimes. I've been using this for about a week. I get up every day. I start with the Caldera Clean Slate. Lather, rub it into my face, rinse, dry. And then I apply a small amount of the base layer to my face and neck. And then every night I clean my face again with the clean slate. I rinse and dry and I rejuvenate with the good. It's a 3-part system. It keeps my skin nice and soft. I have oily skin, so I need to keep it clean all the time. Normally I wake up and my face is all oily and greasy. And, you know, in this week I've been using it. It's not. It's nice. It's still nice and clean. And I'm loving this stuff. If you go to their website, it's CalderaLab.com. You use TOTW and you get 20% off your order. Frankly, if anybody knows me, I wouldn't say good stuff about something that I don't like. I love this stuff. Keeps my face nice and soft, beautiful. I even use it on my beautiful bald head. So go and check it out. This stuff is sustainably sourced. It's all natural and a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can't go wrong. Check it out. And we're back.
We never left.
We had a slight interruption. A former host of this show tried to drop in and muscle her way in, and we kicked her out. Get out of my studio.
I got to tell you this story that happened to me yesterday. So I'll go to the grocery store, and I actually came out, and I'm sitting in my car just enjoying the fucking nice day. Listen to my music, got my shades on, and this car pulls up next to me, maybe a couple spots down. These fucking young high school girls. And then I like look over at them. You know, I'm always very observant of what's going on, so I might look like I'm looking shifty.
You are.
And for what I'm minding my own business, and these two girls get out and they walk by the front of my car, and the other girl looks around at me and stares at me, and she's like, and I'm like, I rolled the window down and I said, "Hey, fuck you." Like, you stupid fucking cunt.
Like those two goats in the field. "Hey, what's your name?"
Yeah.
"Tony." "Fuck you, Tony." "What's your name?"
And I don't know. I was so mad, and I'm like, and I started thinking, like, you woke, fucking good for nothing, think you deserve everything, winning a trophy for every little thing you do, generation. Like, I hope I offended you.
That's a lot of hate coming out of you there.
Not hate. It's just anger at the fact that, you know, I feel like we're losing what we've had, what we've worked so hard for. It's all getting flushed down the tubes.
We are working. We are losing what we worked hard for because people don't think they have to work hard for anything anymore.
Yeah, I know.
But anywho,
you're driving your daddy's Mercedes. I should have just. And then to top it off, I was already pissed off because
I should have just put it in drive and slammed in their car.
I should have. But no, I almost got freaking T-boned like three times yesterday. And
is that a euphemism for something? Or
then I went home and T-boned myself just to finish it off. Now then I was like, you know what? I drove by and I'm like, dude, I am so gonna park in that fucking electrical vehicle charging station with my piece of shit beat up car, and I'm just gonna lay the fucking charger thing like on the hood, or like just open up the gas tank and put it in the gas tank to make it look like I'm charging it. But now I'm thinking too, I'm like, what happened? Like, I saw a video the other day where this dude pulls up in a motorcycle and a guy's charging his car, but he's in the store and he's like, sorry, bud. And he takes the charger out and starts charging his car. Like, I wonder if that shuts off because he's paying for that.
Yeah, I know.
But if he pulls it out and plugs it into his car.
I don't know. Like a gas pump, if you hang it up, you got to go back in. And
right. Yeah. But you could stop the gas pumping.
Yeah.
And then plug it into another car and it'll keep going on your bill. And
which is what one of the scams is now. They'll park at the pump across, like opposite side of you. And when you're not looking, they'll take your hose, put it in their car, and put the hose from the other side in your car.
I thought about doing that the other day. I'm like, because the guy was in his car, like playing on his phone. I'm like, this motherfucker would never know if I snuck up behind him and just whoop, filled my car up. Some old guy like, hey, what are you doing? Shut up, grandpa. Get back in the car.
Get back in the closet. So in case anybody hasn't caught on, this is how this podcast started.
Yeah. Just like fucking
just bullshitting at work about the stupidest things. And we decided that we were.
How long are we at now?
Dude, we almost, it's 50 minutes.
15?
50.
Oh, 50. Yeah, we could probably talk for like 3 hours.
Yeah. That's why we got to watch our time at lunch.
Well, yeah, I was figuring like you can just pull like the funny clips out of this and make the shorts out of them or whatever. Or what, do whatever you want. I don't care.
Well, people deserve to know what we've said the whole time.
Give a fuck.
So I think we'll wrap this one up.
Wrap it up like a dick.
Our next topic is going to be extremely interesting. And this is a Johnny topic. And I had fun researching it.
But yeah, you know, I don't know where this is going to go. I wanted.
There is a surprise in here for you.
All right, good.
So let's end this one. We'll jump into that one. And I have to fill my glass because it's empty and I'm not sitting here with an empty glass.
Nope. Half glass, half empty is.
So today on this show, we've taken on absolutely nothing. And you go take on the world.
Stay woke, my friends.
Oh, Jesus.
This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
Hold on, stop.
Welcome back to the Shit Show 2.0.
Okay, Boomer.
Damn millennials.
Wow. Did not know that.
Even flirters who are obviously mentally ill.
You want to be my wife?
Oh, this is going to go downhill real quick.